Good day, San Bernardino County Prayer Warriors. Today, our focus is on crime reduction in District 5, DeVore, Glen Helen, and the rural areas. So, Father, we just lift up and thank you so much for some answers to prayer. The Yucca Valley man who turned himself in for raping a minor under 10 years old. Despite how horrible it sounds, at least he turned himself in. We are grateful for that. Pray that he gets some help and is placed in a safe place in jail, because often they treat them poorly. We do pray he comes to know Jesus, makes amends to the person that he committed this crime to, that the 10-year-old is able to get healing from this and be made pure as if it never happened. We thank you for the Hesperia man who was arrested for stealing $1,000 from the Ulta Beauty store in Hesperia, and for the man who was arrested for burglary and assault in Fontana, and how the police, just during a traffic stop, were able to arrest 3 people for possession of drugs. We're also grateful that Emmanuel Haro's dad confessed to killing his 9-month-old son that's been in the news across the country. A very sad story, but we're glad that he has gone that far so they don't have to prove that as much, but it is still a sad news. We are praying for the man who committed an armed carjacking in Adelanto, that he be found and arrested quickly. We also lift up all the rural areas where that citizens will create prayer watches and a neighborhood crime watch, that they'd be comfortable alerting the police when they see crimes committed or potential ones that might be. We pray they have a good rapport with the local police and vice versa for more concentration of evangelism, especially in the remote areas where they're isolated or far away from other cities or the local police. We do pray for their lives to be transformed by the gospel, which always results in reformation in the community. We pray for a fear of God to fall upon these communities that are away from other and distant from other cities. We lift up DeVore, a newer community located at the southern entrance to the Cajon Pass between the 15 and 215, rural, mountainous neighborhood near San Bernardino and Glen Helen. And we're grateful. It is an overall crime grade of A-. Hallelujah. We pray that will continue to go to A and that the 9% theft will decrease. Glen Helen is home to many concerts. It has the Glen Helen Regional Park, Amphitheater, and Raceway. Draws in a lot of people from outside. And its crime grade is C and 14% theft. So we pray that it improves and that people will come to know Jesus, that tourists there will use these parks, raceways, and amphitheater, that people that are Christians will be bold in sharing their faith, and that many will come to know Jesus in the mighty name of our Lord and Savior, who was raised from the dead and now has given us boldness to share our faith no matter what. In Jesus' name.